second.
This call is being recorded.
So I'm going to say welcome, everybody, and thank you for being on the call. We're here from all over the place, from West Kelowna, from Kelowna, from Ardmore, from Vancouver, from White Rock, from Winfield, from Kelowna again, from Toronto, so Bonnyville, Ontario. So we're from all over the place. It's just really fun to have everybody on the call. So thank you. I have a few announcements I want to share with you. So if you happen to be in the Kelowna area, this Saturday we're having our monthly meeting, our monthly breakfast meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. That's at 9:30 in the morning, March the 10th. The topic of discussion is design your own health plan. And we also have Denise coming to do Zydo food scans. If you want a Zydo food scan, the fee for that is $40, and I need your birth date, phone number, and email address. If you're just coming for the breakfast meeting, the fee is $20. Please register with me, Donna Roth. You can register KDROTH at shaw.ca. I also want to announce that I am doing a Western tour with Nature Sunshine, starting in April. So April 23rd, Monday, is in Winnipeg. April 24th, Tuesday, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. April 25th, Wednesday, in St. Albert, Alberta. So that's kind of close to the Bonnyville people, maybe. April 26th, Thursday, Red Deer, Alberta. April 27th, in Vancouver. That's Friday. And April 28th, Saturday morning, Kelowna at the Ramada Inn. I also want to announce that I'm in the process of taking registrations for Taffy Team 41. Taffy stands for Taking Action for Your Health. We meet with a team of 3 to 6 people every morning for 5 mornings a week. And it's a 20-minute phone call in total, and it goes on for 2 months. And within that period of time, you are asked to commit to taking your supplements, eating the right foods, having a superfood smoothie, doing ionic breathing, exercising, reporting to a tag team, and reading your assignments. You will also do a bowel flush, a kidney cleanse, and a 3-day liver cleanse. Within 2 months of doing Taffy, we get amazing health results because we are about your health. And my mission is transforming the health of nations. I also want to share this with you. Recently, a documentary film entitled Sacrificial Virgins, which was investigated worldwide, and it's about the controversial HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix vaccines. It was honored with awards for investigative journalism at the Watchdog Film Festival in Brisbane, Australia. And here's the comments in regard to this award. So this film entitled Sacrificial Virgins. Quote, these awards go not only to us as filmmakers, but to the families of the medical victims we filmed, who every day are battling against extraordinary odds to make better lives for their disabled daughters, and in some cases, to find justice for the daughters who are no longer with them. The films establish that there is no evidence that the HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, in guarding against HPV, there's no evidence that it protects from the onset of cervical cancer because there is no scientific evidence that HPV actually causes cancer. However, the films demonstrate plenty of evidence that, after receiving these vaccines, countless young women worldwide have experienced life-changing neurological damage. Yet, these vaccines are pushed onto whole populations in many countries through national vaccination programs. The important thing now is to stop the vaccination programs until further research into the long-term effects is evaluated. End of quote. I wanted to share that with you. I'm going to now invite our guest speaker. Her name is Yvonne, and she has been supportive in our movement of transforming the health of nations for many, many years. And she has personally witnessed many success stories because she has worked with these people to better their lives. She comes to our classes and supports the events that we have. She is a TAFE grad as well. So I want to welcome Yvonne. She resides in our neighboring little city called, we used to call it, I think it's called Lake Country now.
Yes, it is.
it is, isn't it? And so there's Yvonne's voice. So welcome, Yvonne, and go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hello to everybody on the call. And I'll start with a problem that my daughter had back in 2006. She was in a very stressful job up at Big White at the ski area, and she developed a rash around her right side, which the doctor diagnosed as shingles. He gave her a prescription for 7 pills, one to be taken each day for 1 week. And at the end of that time, she was to go back to him for a checkup. In the meantime, I started her on HRPC and REX, as well as cat's claw, and I also gave her Podarco lotion to put on the skin rash, and the Podarco lotion actually reduces any pain from the rash, but it basically cleared up the rash in 1 week. She went back to see the doctor at the end of that particular week when she had finished taking the 7 pills, and the doctor couldn't believe that the rash was basically healed. He said he'd never seen that before. And he said to her, "How did you do that?" And all she said to him was, "My mom sells the best herbs." Anyway, what happened then was her husband and I convinced her to quit her job up at the mountain because it was just too stressful. So at the same time, I quit. We both worked in accounting for years. So I quit my accounting job because I was retiring, and she was fortunate enough to take over my job. She's still in that job 11 years later and doing well at it. Woo-hoo! So that was my first story. My second story is a friend's daughter. She was about 21 years old at this time, had a really severe case of pink eye, and she was pregnant at the time, so she wouldn't take the medication that the doctor gave her. So I asked her if I could spray silver in her eye, and she said no. She said, if you want me to do that, she said, first I have to watch you spray it in your own eye. So I did that, and she still wasn't quite convinced. But about 10 minutes later, she said to me, "Okay, you can spray my eye." And I did, and you know that her pink eye started to clear up almost immediately. And in 15 minutes, she had no more pain in that eye. So she was very happy to have someone do that for her. And her mother now is buying the silver as well. That was my second.
That wax silver?
Sorry?
No, go ahead, Yvonne.
Okay. A few years ago, after I started with Nature Sunshine, a friend of mine by the name of Gary, whom I worked with at a place in Kelowna, he discovered that, he had a tooth filling actually that came out, and they ended up pulling that tooth, but the socket was dry, and the dentist noticed that there were white cells in the socket. So he sent Gary to another doctor, and they discovered that he had cancer, which actually metastasized down into his neck. We put him on a really good program. Oh, I'll back up one step here. When he went, he did go and have chemo for 3 months. And then after his chemo, he was so sick, he took 3 months off work to recover. And then in September of that year, he went back to see his doctor. And the doctor said the tumor had reduced from, I believe it was 6 to a 2 on whatever scale they use. But also they had detected a tumor in his lungs at that point. Now, what happened to him, he had a very stressful job in the same place that I was working, and he would go home in the evening and sit and watch TV, but I believe he said he drank almost a quart of, or a liter of Coke every night. So anyway, now back to this first story. When the doctors discovered that there was a tumor now in his lungs, his doctor said to him, we need to do more chemo immediately. And Gary said, no. He said, I was so sick the first time around. He said, I am not going through that again. And the doctor said to him, have you ever read a book called Death and Dying? And Gary said, no. And the doctor said to him, well, you better read it, because he said, if you don't do this chemo in 3 months, you're going to be dead. So at that same time, Gary was feeling absolutely horrible about everything that was happening. But a mutual friend of ours told me that Gary had cancer. I got a hold of him, and Donna put him on a fairly strict pawpaw program. I believe he started about the 11th of November that year. And he stuck to that very, very well. When he had his next checkup was the 28th of February, and the lung tumor had decreased. The throat tumor also had decreased. Sorry, that was in November. That was about a month after he first started. Then in February, now back to that one, he had another checkup for his throat and the lungs, and the doctor confirmed that there was no tumors anywhere in his throat or his lungs.
Oh, and this is 2018, and Gary is still alive.
That's right.
And well. Okay, so we're talking, I think, 2003 to 2004.
2004. So we've given him 14 years with the pawpaw program, and the doctors gave him 3 months on chemo with, if he didn't do the chemo. So my next story is that back to my daughter again. Back in December 2006, she noticed a nodule on her thyroid, and she went in to have it checked, and the doctor told her she had to make an appointment and have a biopsy done in March of 2007, which would be like 4 months later. But she didn't want to wait, so she called me again, and we put her on another program of Chinese Mineral Qi Tonic, Super Oil, Papa, and Protease Plus. At that time, we also had a product called Nature's Gold Barley, which she took as well. And after 2 months on this program, she went to the hospital and requested an ultrasound before proceeding with the biopsy that the doctor had requested. So on March the 2nd, 2007, she had the ultrasound test done. 10 days later, the specialist announced the good news that the nodule had totally disappeared, and that there was no growth there, and that Sharla was back in good health. The next one actually is one that I experienced myself. Back in November 2016, I had a bit of a problem swallowing, so I decided to go in for a checkup, and the doctor sent me for an ultrasound. The result was that my right thyroid gland was swollen. The doctor recommended a needle biopsy, which I'm probably still shivering from that one, and made an appointment for me. Now, he made this appointment at the end of November 2016 at the Kelowna General, and I did not get a call from them until just before Christmas 2017. So I had asked them to cancel it because I wasn't going to do that particular procedure. And also that I had changed doctors because I no longer had any belief in the gentleman I was going to was a good doctor. So in the meantime, in 2016, after all this came about, I had gone to a Nature Sunshine meeting in Vernon with Donna and Kathy Dean, and it was all about the oils that we have. And at that meeting, I learned that one of the things that helped growth was a product, an oil product of theirs called frankincense. So I immediately purchased it, and the carrier oil that I used at that time was grapeseed oil. And so I mixed it, and I sprayed it on my throat every night for a little over a year. And when I went back, I now have a new doctor, so when I went back to see him, he checked my throat. He asked me if I had any problem swallowing, and I haven't had for 7 months. So basically, that frankincense oil went to work right away and probably took 3 to 4 months to reduce my thyroid gland back to its regular size. The other good thing is that the frankincense actually smooths out wrinkles in your skin. I should have tried using it on my face at the same time, I guess, but I'm going to now. But anyway, the skin on my neck, where I've been putting that frankincense oil for the last year now, I just continued to do it, that skin has very little wrinkles in it. And if you knew my right age, you'd wonder why. So that's my story. So anybody with any questions about some of the things that we did, or if you didn't happen to catch what I mentioned?
Yep. Thank you, Yvonne. And if you have questions, now is the time to ask Yvonne. So go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. This is Jacqueline here.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hi, Yvonne. Thank you for the wonderful testimonials. I would like to ask you, when you sprayed the eye with silver, did you use? What kind of spray bottle did you use?
Well, Nature Sunshine have a little brown spray. You're supposed to keep silver in a dark bottle, okay? Like not to let too much sun into it. So you can use either the little blue bottles or the little brown ones. And I just used it full strength. I actually carry it with me in my purse all the time. It's just a small bottle, like a small spray bottle. And I fill it about half full, so it's not very heavy. And you just spray it full strength into your eye. You can also spray it in your nose if you have a problem breathing. You can spray it in your ear if you have an earache. Or you can, take a tablespoon of it, gargle for about a minute and a half, I would say. Maybe not even that long, and then swallow it. You'll get results no matter what you use or which way you use it, but definitely for the eyes, just to spray it directly into the eye and full strength. Does that help you at all?
I didn't know
Thank
we
you,
had
Yvonne. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Was there someone else that wanted to ask a question? Go ahead, please.
Hi, Yvonne.
Hi.
What was the ratio of the frankincense and the grapeseed oil? How many drops put or?
Okay, when I buy those little brown bottles from Nature Sunshine, I fill it approximately a half full of either grapeseed oil or coconut oil.
Okay.
Either one is a good carrier for the frankincense oil. And then I put in 8 to 10 drops. You have to be very careful when you tip those bottles. It comes out fairly quickly.
Okay.
So I use 8 to 10 is the ratio I use. 8 is fine. If you want a little stronger, put a couple extra drops in.
Okay. Thank you.
It works very, very well.
And you used it once a day?
I use it every evening. I after I clean up, get ready for bed at night or after my shower, I just put it on my neck. And I put it on maybe a half hour before I go to bed. Because then the oil sinks into your skin, like it soaks into your skin, so you're not getting any oil on your pillowcase.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck with it.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions?
Yes, I have a second question, if I may.
Yes, sure. Please.
Yvonne, you said that the second oil that you used was coconut oil, but the only coconut oil I know of is the kind that's solid.
I'm sorry. Let me backstep here a minute. It's almond oil.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The second one
I
used was almond oil, not coconut. Coconut oil is a solid white oil.
Yeah.
Right. You have to melt it down. Sorry, my mistake. It's actually almond oil that I used.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, any other questions that you may have?
What if you use the silver gel? I wash my face in the Nature Sunshine Carrier Oil, and then I put the silver gel on after I wash my face with that. And then I take a bit of the Nature Sunshine Carrier Oil, and I just put it on my hand, 3 or 4 drops of frankincense. And I just do that in the morning. Is that all right?
That would work
as
well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would work as well.
Yeah, thank you for that tip. That's a good one.
How long have you been doing that?
3 to 4 drops of frankincense. Awesome.
Sounds good.
I just wash my face with the hand and body carrier oil, and then I put silver after I've done it, and then I use the other. I do it twice a day.
Oh, good. So how long have you been doing that?
I've been doing silver gel for a long time. I probably haven't been using frankincense for more than a couple of months, but I've used it to heal my husband's tooth. I was supposed to go to some specialist, and I put the frankincense right on his front tooth, and he didn't have to go to the specialist.
Excellent.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Frankincense on the front tooth, and what did it do to the tooth?
Well, he went back to the dentist, and then the dentist said everything was fine. He doesn't have to go. It was going to cost him $250 to the specialist. I said, just wait a minute. And it was fine then. He didn't have to go to the specialist. Yeah.
Did you rub the frankincense on the gum part?
Well, I actually, first I took a little cotton and put it on, because then he had got from the dentist when he had some of his tooth worked on. And then I put it right on, then I got him to hold it on the tooth, and it all healed up.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, interesting. Frankincense on cotton swab.
The ones that they give you from the dentist, I guess, when you have a tooth pulled or something. And I just used to cut it in the little piece.
Sure.
Because I sometimes put it on a little spoon and then try to put it in the mouth. And he didn't mind. He didn't like the taste too much, but he took it, and it all healed. So...
Thank you for sharing that. That's an awesome story. Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Can I ask a question about the frankincense? I thought we were supposed to not to use the essential oils directly on human tissue. I thought it was all the courses I've taken, it says that you should mix it with a carrier oil. So,
I can comment on that. There are a few oils that I know of that you can use as neat, meaning you can apply it directly onto your skin. Frankincense and lavender is the other one, are the two that I know of where you can do it neat. I wouldn't recommend neat for any of the other oils.
Mm-hmm.
But this one you can use... You can use directly on the skin, and you can take the frankincense internally on the tooth or something like that, okay?
Okay, thanks very much. Yes, great.
Yeah,
thank you, Donna.
Also, Donna, the tofu oil can be used on your skin. I've used it
the
like
around
my...
The tofu oil, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. The tofu oil can also be used on the skin, and it's excellent if you have a... dry mouth or a sore throat. You just put a little drop on your pinky finger and put that on the tongue, and it just moves across the tongue into the throat and even into the chest area, and it feels absolutely wonderful.
I have one of my customers as well uses the tofu oil for around his nose because he has a sinus problem. And he said that's the only product he's ever had that actually clears his sinus in very few minutes.
Thank you.
My husband also had gout, and the toe opened, and I use the silver gel on it, because he did go to the Interior Health, and I did pretty well all the cleaning, because they said that's fine. And then I put straight tea tree oil on it and the silver, and it all healed up. Straight
tea tree oil and silver on gout.
I was using the, because it was an open, that opened up, and you had to go to Interior Health, and they let me, they had a silver there, but I didn't like theirs. I used mine. And when we were in Mexico, this is a couple of years ago, it's all healed up now. He has a tendency. And I also give him 3 lemon every morning still.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Okay, I have a few minutes left, and I do want to move into discussing cancer, if I may do that. So I want to start off by defining cancer. I want to thank you, Yvonne, before I forget to do that. Thank you, Yvonne, for sharing. It's been very enlightening, and it helps other people who want to take on their own health, and we are about transforming the health of nations. So thank you, Yvonne. I want to start off by defining cancer. How can we actually take control and responsibility for the health of our own body if we don't know what cancer is? So cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that starts from an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to nutritional deficiencies and oxygen deficiency, and the cell walls around that injured area becomes mutated by a fungal protein. So to take that apart, for cancer to occur, there's number one, an injury. I absolutely know that because there is continuous cell replication happening. The cell replication happens by the stem cells to try to heal that injury. But the cells that are being replicated become mutated. They become mutated due to a toxic debris that's surrounding that injured area, thereby preventing the nutrition and the oxygen from reaching that injured area. When the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then fungus becomes active, and it integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and mutates the cells. So, in fact, cancer is a fungal infection. Now, let's study injury. Even back 100 years ago, the medical textbook that was studied by medical doctors, written by Dr. Ziegler in 1903, knew that cancer started from an injury. So I'm going to quote from that medical textbook. The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation, such as rubbing and scratches, so on. So injuries can be caused by physical problems, physical injuries. And we can extend that to a fall or a car accident. But let's go beyond that. It could start from a mammogram, a surgery, a root canal procedure, a biopsy, radiation burns, sunburns, chemotherapy burns, which is chemical injuries. An injury could start from a nutritional deficiency. So that the skin on the inner, or the inner skin, cracks when there's not enough nutrients supplied to that area. Agricultural practices today have interfered with the plant's abilities to pick up the essential minerals from the earth and convert them to bioavailable minerals through the process of photosynthesis. It's been documented scientifically. You'd have to eat 10 tomatoes today to give you the same nutrients that one tomato gave you in 1941. And it was Antoine Bichamp way back there in the 1890s who said, A deficiency of one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. That's all it takes, a deficiency of one mineral. Dr. Halder Clark said that the injury comes from a parasite. Well, think about it. If there is an accumulation of toxic debris, that causes parasites, that invites parasites in that area, and that parasite can eat through the membrane just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant. Then there was Dr. Lustig and Dr. Weber, who found microbes in every cancer case. Again, just imagine an accumulation of toxic debris that invites microbes to grow in that unhealthy tissue to cause an injury. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in the 1950s, injected hamsters on which a kidney mixture, she injected hamsters with a vaccine that were cultured on a kidney mixture. So she was actually vaccinating the hamsters. All of them got tumors. This is reported in a book called Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter. This book was banned. Interesting, they would ban a book that reveals truth. There were several doctors that stated that cancer injury could be caused by candida yeast in our body. Candida is fed by sugar, starches that convert to sugar, alcohol, fruit juice, which is full of sugar, and our use of antibiotics and other medications and drugs that we're taking. Candida creates all kinds of problems in our body. Candida is known to form or create xenoestrogens, which are toxic estrogens. Those toxic estrogens also feed cancer. And those toxic estrogens interfere with the thyroid. The thyroid is responsible for metabolism, for energy, for body temperature. The thyroid also controls iodine, which is needed to bind toxic radiation. Those xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones in the body. They're the problem behind PMS and menopause and emotional irritations. Then there was several doctors who said injuries come from toxic heavy metals. Well, where do we get those heavy metals from? There are mercury fillings in our teeth. All the vaccination shots, the flu shots, the pneumonia shots, the shingles vaccines all contain aluminum and mercury. They contain heavy metals and other toxic poisons that are injected into your bloodstream. And so those poisons in the bloodstream block the blood from flowing and distributing the oxygen and nutrients to various tissues and organs of our body. Dr. Hamer said the injury comes from strong negative emotions. And those strong negative emotions cause an overload of toxic acids. And those acids get into the bloodstream and will eat away at weakened, vulnerable membranes and organs and tissues. So there's a saying that goes along with cancer, and it's called, "What's eating you?" So one thing we need to know is, cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. We'll talk about nutrition at the end. What happens when there's an injury? So whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury. That current of injury sets up an ionic field around the injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of the stem cells is cell replication in order to repair that injury. There are stem cells in every organ and gland of our body. Now, in order for the stem cells to replicate healthy tissue, healthy cells, they require fundamental basic building blocks. They are our little carpenters, but we have to provide the building materials for them. The building materials are minerals, vitamins, proteins, amino acids, essential fatty acids, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells get to work. They replicate healthy cells for us, and these cells repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the stem cells go to rest. They don't keep replicating cells for us. They go to rest. And that current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. So here we go. Start thinking about what could happen if even one building block is missing, if minerals are missing. Then the healthy cell replication cannot take place. And consequently, that current of injury will continue. So we start to know that one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to feed the body, feed the stem cells with lots of minerals, lots of essential nutrients, so that they could replicate healthy cells to stop the current of injury. Now, that current of injury process can also be interrupted by actual brain damage. And that brain damage could come from present-day grains that we're eating. Wheat today has glyphosates in it. Those glyphosates can cause leaky brain. So think about candida that can also accumulate in the brain area. Think about drugs that can accumulate in the brain area and thereby interfere with that brain message, that current of injury from the brain to the injured area. I want to now move into studies that were done by Dr. Samuel West. So Dr. Samuel West studied the lymphatic system extensively, and he showed that when an injury occurs, then blood plasma proteins will leak out through the capillary walls and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. These blood plasma proteins are in the blood. They carry nutrients, water, and oxygen. But when we put toxic debris into our gut, that causes leaky gut syndrome. Where does that toxic debris come from? It comes from grains that we are eating that has been shown and proven scientifically by doctors like Dr. Cordain, Dr. Perlmutter, Dr. Davis. They have lectins in them that are known to cause leaky gut and get into the bloodstream. Candida grows tendrils or a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, and that gets into the bloodstream. Heavy metals from vaccinations and mercury fillings in teeth poke holes in the gut membrane, and that gets into the bloodstream. And now that there are holes in the gut membrane food before it is fully digested starts to escape into the bloodstream. So now we have undigested food particles in the bloodstream, undigested protein particles in the bloodstream. All this accumulation of toxic debris puts a stressful impact on the vessels through which the blood flows, or the capillary walls through which the blood flows. That's what causes the little openings in the capillary walls to dilate. Thereby, the blood plasma proteins from the blood start to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood plasma proteins also attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. Then you have all the other toxic debris that's floating around in the bloodstream, impeding blood circulation. They start escaping through these holes, and they accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. So now we have a swelling, which is the first process of inflammation. So what is inflammation? It is an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this toxic debris. Now, your body is an amazing structure. It has a lymphatic system. And if you have a healthy lymphatic system, then the lymphatic system will take these trapped blood plasma proteins and return them to the bloodstream via the subclavicle veins, which are adjacent to the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the bloodstream. And that lymph, that salty, fluidy part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins that I've mentioned and dump them out through our natural elimination channels, which is the bowels, the kidneys, the skin, the respiratory tract. But now start to imagine what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of drugs, junk food, sugar foods, acids from emotions, stress, heavy metals from teeth, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemical residues, antibiotics, other drugs we're using, candida, lectins from grains and legumes, free radicals. Just start to imagine what happens to that poor lymphatic system. Eventually, it becomes so overloaded that it starts to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and an accumulation of toxins and sodium and water that leads to chronic inflammation, to the point that essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, a Nobel Prize winner in 1931, I think he received it twice, who discovered when the oxygen levels to the injured area drop to below 35%, then oxidation by the stem cells for cell replication can no longer happen. If there is now an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation, and fermentation is fed by sugar. And this fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. So now you have a toxic soup of ammonia and acids and all this toxic debris, which is a perfect breeding ground for all those microbes, yeast, parasites, fungus. And it is the fungus, when it becomes active, that fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, and it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Or we can say it mutates the cells as they replicate. So there's a big aha here. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. There is no gene that causes cancer. Cancer is not a genetic illness. You start to see that the fungus integrates into the stem cell line and mutates the cells as they replicate. And so now we have a continuous replication of fungal mutated cells that we call cancer. So if we understand that, we can reverse the whole process if we happen to be diagnosed with cancer. Or we can prevent cancer from happening in our body. I want to take this one step further. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity or cellulite. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. I hope we see this connection. So this is not just about cancer, it's about all kinds of other degenerative conditions that we have been confronted with. So what do we do to solve the problem? Number one, stop feeding the cancer. Eliminate the sugars, the yeast products, the grains, the alcohol. Anything that's sugary, we just don't have it. We can replace the sugar with a sweetener that doesn't feed cancer, such as xylitol that we purchase from a health food store made from birch bark. Or there is erythritol, or there's other sweeteners that do not raise the blood sugar levels. The next thing we need to do is we need to give the stem cells all the required nutrients. We need to eat the right foods to raise the body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And what is it that raises the body temperature? It's red meat. We eat hormone-free, antibiotic-free red meat. And there's a variety of them. There is beef, there is buffalo, elk, wild meats, lamb, and so on. We can eat eggs, which are good and high in the essential fats. We eat a variety of great vegetables, a variety of salads. Walnuts are wonderful. All the seeds are great. Berries are wonderful. But even if you're eating the right foods, I absolutely know that today's grocery store-bought foods don't give you enough nutrients. The stem cells do not have enough to work with just by using grocery store-bought foods. This is where superfoods come in. And so this is where I recommend a superfood smoothie. And you make your smoothie by using Nature's Sunshine Superfood. So red is Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals. Yellow is flax lignans. They're extracted from the hulls of flax seeds. It takes 2 gallons of flax seed to make a little tiny scoop of lignans, which are known to sop up all those toxic xenoestrogens floating around in the bloodstream. White is collagen powder. The candida in your body is destroying collagen. I'm sorry, I said collagen powder. It's called Collatrim Plus with freeze-dried aloe vera to heal that inner membrane.
Yeah.
Blue is blueberries, berries of various kinds, and water. And green is Green Zone, which is phytonutrients from plant sources or chlorophyll. Then we need to address inflammation. I've talked about various poisons that we're putting into our body, and sometimes it takes a consultation to discover where those poisons are coming from that affect the oxygen and nutrient flow in your own personal body. And you will never figure it out, because it's taken us many years to figure out all the various sources of poisons. That's why taffy comes into play, taking action for your health. It's a course that you take for 2 months. Or you can do a consultation to discover where your personal poisons are coming from. Having said that, we also use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that the poisons can drain out through the elimination channels. And we use flax lignans to sop up the toxic xenoestrogens. We use colostrum on an empty stomach so it can get into the bloodstream to clean up the toxic lectins from the grains you're consuming. We use Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to clean up undigested food particles. We really work hard to clean the blood out in this situation. Doesn't matter if you have cancer or you're trying to prevent cancer, cleaning that blood out is critical here. And then we use heavy metal detox, or MC. Now, MC is currently not available, so at least we can use heavy metal detox to clean out all the heavy metals that are in the bloodstream. Heavy metals from the vaccinations you've had in the past. Dr. Bernice Eddy said, these vaccines stay in your body for 20, 30, 40 years. We need to clean that up, and we have those herbal solutions. One of them is called heavy metal detox. We work hard to raise that body temperature by cleansing the blood, so that the blood can circulate and move that oxygen and those nutrients to that injured area. And then we take papa. Papa is antifungal, anti-candida. So it cleans up fungus, cleans up candida. Papa inhibits the sugar from reaching the cancer cells. Papa inhibits the blood vessels that carry the sugar to these cells. Papa inhibits the DNA of the fungal cells so they can't divide. And papa is known to be able to get right into the cancer cell and cause cancer cell apoptosis. Papa was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin for over 20 years. And I just recently got a call from Dr. Jerry. It was nice to hear from him. Then we can increase stem cell production. Astragalus increases stem cell production. We have it in capsules from Nature Sunshine. The silver that Yvonne talked about increases stem cell production. So we can take some astragalus capsules. We can take some silver to increase stem cell production. And it also is known to clean out fungus, candida, and viruses. It's a good idea also to take some extra vitamin D3. the vitamin D3 is destroyed by the grains we are consuming. And we want to use an oil, super omega-3 or super oil. The oils make the cells pliable so that cells can move in, or nutrients can move into the cells, oxygen can readily move into the cells, toxic debris can move out of the cells. So the cells are actually breathing and repairing. So having said that, you notice that Yvonne talked about Gary, who was diagnosed with cancer in 2004. He did the PAPA program, and it's 2018, and Gary is still alive and well because Yvonne shared this program with him. And I thank Yvonne for doing that. That's what we're about. We're about sharing, showing people that there is another way. This is a different way of thinking. This is therapeutic nutrition. Nobody ever talks about therapeutic nutrition in the medical world. There is a different understanding here. And finally, I want to say, only you can cure your own cancer. You need to know what it is. You need to take responsibility, and you need to take this on. And I know that if you have been diagnosed with cancer, you too can overcome it. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury Manual, houses over 60 cancer success stories. And there have been many more people since then that have taken this information, taken responsibility, and have overcome their own cancers very successfully. So with this, I'm going to turn the recording off, and we'll open it up to questions.